Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
An Erios original.
Each week, we decide who's to blame for a historical tragedy. And each week, you tell us if we got it right. My name is Rebecca Delgado-Smith, and this is The Aftermath. The Aftermath.
Hey, everyone. Happy 2021, and welcome to this episode of The Aftermath. With us today, we have producer Amanda Lund.
Happy New Year, Alarmy.
And fact checker Chris Smith.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Chris Smith, fact checker.
Check checker. He's got a new...
Let me fact check that. Actually, I meant fact checker.
He's so sharp now in the new year.
I know, it's a different vibe. I like it.
Amanda, do we have any resolutions?
Good question. Okay, so this year, the last couple of years, I haven't done resolutions. Mm-hmm. But this year, I made a list of like 21 fun things I want to do in 2021. And they're really I can accomplish these all today if I wanted to.
Oh my goodness.
Go for it.
It's honestly like drink more tea. I forget what, that's the only one I can remember, honestly. And they're not all filled out yet. I'm going to like slowly add them in as I figure out what I want to do. But I'm going real easy on myself. There's no like, there's no dry January happening over here. There's no like, lose 5 pounds. Like, I'm not doing any of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. I also love drink more tea. I might just take it.
It's great because yesterday I had a glass of tea. I had some chaga, which is like mushroom tea, which is supposed to give you energy, but it tastes really nice, like kind of cinnamon. I had it for lunch and I was like feeling so amazing about myself. Like, look at me. I'm already nailing my New Year's resolutions.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. There's nothing better than putting things on a list and crossing them off when they're really easy to do. Sometimes I'll start a to-do list with make a to-do list so that by the time I'm done with it, I can cross that off right off. Boom.
That and is then, a life hack.
I always put shower on my to-do list. I do. Shower and get ready.
That's a good New Year's resolution. Make your to-do list, but just include things that you've already done or are going to do anyway.
I think that's great.
Yeah. In my book, though, Amanda, you have the whole month of January to come up with your New Year's resolution.
I like that. I think it's only fair because the holidays are so busy. We can't, we need clarity of mind.
Totally.
To decide.
My plan for 2021 is, you know how some people like to take a self-care day? I'm going to take a self-care year. So the whole year, sit on the couch, just really revive, really rest and revive. January, February, March, on through November and December, I will not do anything but just self-care, take baths, and revive.
This is going to be awesome for me.
Yeah, Rebecca's doing all the chores. Yeah.
You will have to take care of me throughout the entire time. Bring me blankets if I need more blankets.
Yeah, cool. No, really, I feel really happy for you.
Extra marshmallows and the hot chocolate. Yeah. Don't shortchange me on the marshmallows and the hot chocolate, that kind of thing.
I got to tell you, I don't have one this year.
Do you normally do one?
I always do one. Last year, I was going to learn Italian because my big idea was that I was going to travel this year. So I was going to prep all year and I was going to Italy. And that really screwed me over.
Why? What happened? Yeah. Why couldn't you travel?
Exactly. So I think that this year I'm such a planner that I'm going to follow where the wind takes me.
Ooh, I love that. So that's sort of your mantra for the year.
I think so. Yeah. Instead of a resolution, I have a mantra. Just, I guess it really should be more go where the wind flows. I'm still perfecting the mantra.
Let's see. Yeah. What would that be? Yeah. Go where the wind blows. Because flows is more for a body of water.
Right, right.
Go where the river flows.
Follow where the wind goes.
How about follow your whims?
Follow the wind?
No, follow your whims.
Follow my whims.
Ooh, that sounds like wind. Yeah, whims sound like wind.
Whims. But that's like what you want, right? I just want to like kind of like include nature in it.
Oh, like you're literally going to follow the wind.
I might get lost.
Yeah, you might.
But it's very unlike me, so I'm gonna go for it. You know, just kind of like, it's more like accepting what the universe gives you. You know?
Okay.
And making a little ditty out of the sound.
This sounds like the lesson that 22 learned in Soul, if anybody else saw that. Did you see Soul,
I didn't
Amanda?
See it yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Be more present. Well, yeah, sure. I'll be more present. But I just want to, whatever, make a cake with the lemons that fall from the tree.
Yeah, I see it. A lemon tart.
This metaphor is getting a little more complicated.
It's getting worse. Yeah,
until the end of January.
Yeah, you have until the end of January. Maybe we'll check back in. But I think it's really good. I think we've all learned this year that we have no control over our lives. We're just a little blip, and the universe is laughing at us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, it's good that the universe has a good sense of humor then, because it should be laughing at us. Well, do we have any business before we start reading these emails to take
care
of?
We do.
Okay.
We do. There's a few things going into the new year I just want to remind everyone of. Number one is that we love doing this podcast so much. Rebecca, Chris, and I talk about it all the time. It's been so wonderful to have this fun, educational podcast to do every week during such a difficult year. And we want to keep doing it. And the way that you can help us is by rating and reviewing. And we have gotten some new reviews. So, Rebecca, I know that you were kind of reading some of those earlier. If you want to just shout out some people.
Yes. So there's Suze LAQ. I think that's how you say that. But it's 5 stars and says, fishes, you will always be big fish in my pond. See, that's all you need.
So easy, right?
That's all you need. There's another one that says from Lexi Lulu 6300. My hair lady showed me this podcast and I absolutely love it. Thanks, guys. Can you guys do the assassination of JFK, please, or the Nashville bombing? It's a little too soon for the Nashville bombing, but JFK is definitely on the list.
JFK would be a fun one.
Well,
fun,
the JFK,
you know,
is a real,
you know,
mystery.
When I say fun, like, you know what I mean.
We do need somebody to.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then another one I think you guys will enjoy. Okay. I'm a new fan. This is from anyone except Trump. And they say, if this review doesn't say 5 stars, it's because I don't know what I'm doing, since I rarely feel compelled to write a review. I was looking for a new podcast late New Year's Eve and stumbled upon this one. I listened to the episode about who's to blame for 2020, couldn't agree more with the conclusion, immediately subscribed, and now I'm well into following through with my New Year's resolution to binge listen from the beginning.
Great show. Wow.
Love the mix of history.
Well, I only joined by about the 6th or 8th episode or something, so you can skip the first few, I think.
Oh, brother.
Don't you dare. I think it's actually really fun to go back and listen from the beginning so you see the evolution, because it's really evolved.
Yeah,
it really had. And especially when the experts kicked in, that's when I think we found our second gear.
Yeah.
When we could bounce our ideas off of the experts and then see how far off we were or how close in a lot of cases.
Sometimes we are close, surprisingly close.
Yes.
But most of the time we learn so much from our experts.
We do.
So
and true. I know we haven't had an expert on in a couple of weeks. It's been the holidays. We're just playing catch up over here, but we'll get back to that.
Yeah. Every expert needs a break.
That's true. That's true. We let the experts take the holidays because, you know.
Yeah.
And then a few other things besides rating and reviewing, other ways you can support the podcast are by checking out our merchandise page and maybe treating yourself to some of our awesome merch, like our official Alarmy member tin mug that is really cute. We have really cool t-shirts that have embroidered Alarmy patches. There's a death stat patch. There's one that has, I believe, the Titanic sinking on it, and then one that says like SOS Alarmy. There's also, and this was a good seller over the holidays, alarmist brass touch tool that you can use. It goes on your keychain and you use it to like push an elevator button so you don't have to get your fingers covered in COVID-19.
I use my elbow for the elevators these days.
Yeah, and then
we got to get you a touch tool.
Yeah. Or if it's low enough, I'll do a kick, like a semi-high kick into the...
Ooh.
Like when you're in the bathroom?
Yeah, like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I was thinking of toilets, but yeah.
Oh, in the bathroom? Oh, yeah. I don't have to. Well, I use urinals mostly.
I forget you're a guy.
Genitalia. So I can stand, and they sort of cater to that, the fact that we can stand.
Okay. Well, really glad we got to the bottom of that.
And then if I may, just one, I think there's only one more way you can support us. Oh, there's two more ways. The third way is word of mouth, because that's how people hear of us, like the review with the hairdresser.
Yeah.
And then the other way is you can act.
Sorry.
Yes, please. And then you can give us. You can tip us by going to using Acast Supporter, which is a way you can just give a one time like here's $10, like what you're doing, honey. Just imagine it. You're like you're tucking it into the waistband of Rebecca's pants.
Pants.
That's terrible.
Yes, because strippers always wear pants.
Her slacks, Rebecca's slacks. Are you just sticking it in the pocket? Or actually, let's make it Chris. You're tucking it into the waistband of Chris's slacks. And there's a link to that in the show notes, so check it out.
Yes, thank you. And thank you so much for people who have supported us in the past.
Yes.
So we got to talk about some emails we've gotten. Let's start with one about the eggnog riots. And this was a message from These Aren't the J's You're Looking For. They say, if my math is right, and it may very well not be, 4 gallons of old-timey Everclear-type booze is the same as 21.6 handles of Tito's vodka. Also, interesting point of trivia that came to mind during the aftermath. Christmas is a big drinking holiday in the UK, and since things in the US were more inclined to the old country at that time, it is not surprising that they wanted to tie one on. Also, maybe a future episode about whatever disaster occurred that normalized going to a bar and sucking on a booze hose until you passed out. So, a lot to unpack there. I think what they're saying is that perhaps we should have put British drinking habits up on the board.
Did we not have that on the board?
I don't think we had. I think we had 1800s drinking habits.
Oh, you're right.
But I guess what they're saying is that it's more of the culture, the British culture, to drink more. I guess it is true. I mean, our British ancestors can hold their liquor.
Well, look at Ricky Gervais.
Not my British. I have no British ancestors. But
no, I do, though. But look at Ricky Gervais. Every time he hosts the Emmys, he always has a beer in his hand. So what does that tell you?
Point proven.
And look at the Queen. Every time she makes a speech, she has a glass of Sauvignon Blanc in her hands.
Really?
I wish.
It's in her handbag.
But yeah, 21 handles of Tito's vodka. That's a lot, right?
Depends on who you ask.
Yeah, no, depends
handles,
on
handles are big, right? Handles are like the big,
yeah,
big, yeah, guys.
Yeah, those are the big guys. That's okay. A lot. I mean, it depends on how many people, but yeah, there were only like 100 cadets, right?
Yeah, yeah, there were less than 100. Yeah,
so that's,
yeah,
five guys to a handle, roughly.
I mean, honestly, it sounds like when you are having a wedding and you're like using an alcohol calculator for your wedding, it sounds like what they would suggest for 100 people. Yeah, like, yeah, you need a half a bottle of vodka per person. So yeah. I don't know.
What is it for a dinner party? It's like a bottle of wine per person.
I've heard like a bottle of wine per person, because people don't realize how much they drink. But I think it's honestly like a bottle of wine and a half per person.
Just to be safe.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you. These aren't the J's you're looking for your input. Now we got a message from Adam G.H. And they loved the Jurassic Park episode, and I'm about to go on a fun fact rant. Okay, here he goes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You pointed out that the Hammond character was portrayed as more villainous in the book, which is true, but did you know that the lawyer character, Gennaro, was a hero in the book? Mm. He survives Jurassic Park and helps save Ian Malcolm. The movie really did that character dirty. So that's the guy who dies on the toilet. Mm. I can't remember if it's ever fully explored, but Nedry's financial situation was caused by something dubious on his part, and the corporation behind JP was using it to blackmail Nedry into working for less money than they should have been paying him. So we were kind of like, we were getting those vibes already.
Yes, we had said that something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, it's not stated in the movie, but you kind of felt it.
No, there is a back and forth with Nedry and Hammond in the movie where they talk about money and they sort of bicker about money and
right.
Nedry feeling underpaid. And then Hammond says something like, I don't get mad at people for their mistakes, but if they're not accountable for their mistakes, like then I'll get mad for them.
Right.
So I think he has something over Nedry there. We don't get into what the details, but there is some history there.
So I guess apparently in
the book.
They're blackmailing him to work for less money.
Interesting.
Very interesting. He also said Nedry is an anagram for nerdy, which I had not thought of that either.
Oh, funny.
Wow. Okay. And then finally, he says, Michael Crichton.
Crichton.
Awesome, Rebecca. sold the film rights to Jurassic Park before he even wrote the book. Based on the story outline, Alone Studios had a bidding war over the movie. Had Fox won, James Cameron would have directed, and had Warner Brothers won, Joe Dante would have helmed it. Another fun fact is I like to tell people about Michael Crichton is that he was 6'9". It fascinates me when creators kind of keep coming back to the same idea in an attempt to perfect it. Jurassic Park is basically a retooled Westworld, which Crichton wrote and directed in the 70s. And lastly, the name of the dinosaur Amanda worked with at Universal Studios was likely no coincidence. Gertie the dinosaur is one of the first cartoons ever and pioneered many animation techniques that inspired the likes of Walt Disney.
Wow. Well, that's interesting for Universal to do a little nod to Walt Disney.
Oh.
but I'm sure it was a lot of people who worked at Universal also worked at Disney and were, you know, a lot of people who work at theme parks are also big fans of like Disney or Universal or whatever. So I'm sure that name wasn't an official name. It was probably somebody gave the dinosaur that name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he made such interesting points. That was so fun.
Yeah,
that was
interesting
great.
To see a James Cameron version of Jurassic Park. I wonder how it would have been different. But I guess I can only wonder.
There would have been a love story, a stronger love story.
Ooh, interesting. Maybe.
I'm a huge James Cameron fan.
Who do you think the love story would have been between?
Malcolm and Laura Dern. There would have and maybe like they would have been engaged. She and the other doctor. Would have been engaged versus married. So you know it could have been a will they won't they?
Oh yeah.
Interesting.
Sign me up.
I don't know.
Well, we can dream. So does that change anything about the verdict? I mean, we were kind of feeling that Nedry situation, and we did put up underpaid.
Well, it all goes employees. To Hammond. Like, that's like a bad move on Hammond's part. Like, not only is that not the right way to do business, but you're creating a work environment where this man is going to be unhappy. The man whose hands are literally on the controls.
Yeah.
So it's just a bad move, bad look overall on Hammond's part.
Yeah. Well, that kind of goes back to the Frank Lloyd Wright episode that we just did, which is a disgruntled employee can be very dangerous.
Yes. Yeah. Careful.
People don't want to feel like they're being taken advantage of. And that's it. It's more than just money, you know.
It's true. It's like appreciation, too. And also not feeling like you're have anything to do with the Jurassic Park one, but not feeling like your employee is racist or, you know?
Right, right.
But it goes to the Franklin.
You want to take care of your employees. Right. That's why we give our experts the entire holiday season off. We say, guys, we're like, guys, we are not going to call you. We're not going to use you guys for info. Take a rest. Take a breather. And they always come back in the new year refreshed, revived, and ready to talk about the facts.
Look, Amanda lets us do our thing.
That's what that review said. I loved that.
That's true.
I just let these guys fly free.
Okay, so we've got more. We've got more. Do we want to hear it?
Yeah, let's do one or two more. I mean, we're at 20 minutes right now, so.
Okay.
I know this is going to be a shorter episode just for everyone out there listening.
Just mentally prepare.
Well, they've already seen the number. Like they've already, right? They're going to know the length, right? Do people turn on a podcast without looking at the length of time it's going to take?
I do sometimes if it's one I trust.
Just pop one on. I always note how long I have.
Yeah. You need to know.
Because that way you know how long you're going to be
working. How long your drive is. You got to plan.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is from our Discord page, and this is from Kreen Warrior. And they say, the chaos theory stuff is interesting. It definitely got simplified and moralized a bit for the movie, but even the book isn't super clear about it. When you look at the Andromeda strain and even Airframe, which has no sci-fi elements, but similar themes from Crichton, I think it becomes a bit clearer. I think you guys hit the nail on the head when you said the system was set up so that it would inevitably fail. Crichton's books have a running theme to the errors that occur at the interface of humans and technology. Even a perfect system will fail because humans are imperfect, and when the stakes are high enough, that creates a disaster. I love that. I love that so much.
That is so interesting and can be applied, I think, to a lot of the episodes. You know, when you're talking about like systems and human error.
Yeah. A lot of people got into this Jurassic Park episode. We got some, feedback on it.
You know, the thing about these movie episodes, and we talk about them like, you know, this is a break because it's not a real tragedy or whatever, but what they provide is, you know, it's multiple levels of discussion. They allow for multiple levels of discussion. There's the movie, there's the reaction to the movie, there's the choices they make during the movie, and then there's also if this movie happened, which is, you know, it's always interesting to discuss. That's what movies are for. It's like, imagine if this was the reality, like what would you do in this scenario or whatever?
Yeah, that's interesting. Actually, these episodes are like the filmmaker's dreams because the movies are set up and conceived to have all these different things at play to make the audience go like, who is to blame, you know, for Jurassic Park? So it is kind of, they are fun to do.
Another listener wrote in saying, since when have door handles gotten such shade? Seriously, though, I think it's a fire code requirement that you have the lever type in an industrial commercial setting because it makes evacuation easier in the event of a fire.
Interesting.
Wow.
So even dinosaurs can get out in the case of a fire.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair. That is fair because, you know, you could be holding something or someone and like kind of use your elbow to like get out the door.
Or your foot, like you said.
Or your foot. I can Jean-Claude Van Damme it.
Wow. Very good to know.
Okay, so, you know, there's also a bunch of, we got an, okay, two more, Amanda, two more. Okay. Let us. All right.
Let us do our thing, Amanda.
Let us do our thing, Amanda.
Okay, I'll let you do your thing.
okay, so again, from Discord, we got a message from David Williams, who said, this is in response to our last mailbag episode, where we talked about the fires in California. And they say, not sure if anyone else living in the Midwest uses these during the winter or summer like I do, but Rebecca and Amanda should invest in them to stop ash from getting in during the fires. And they put a picture of a, it's called duck window kit, where you kind of like, it's crystal clear insulating shrink film, Amanda. Ooh. And okay. You can put it on your window and it seals up your window. So they're very concerned about the smoke getting into our windows.
That's interesting. I'm looking it up right now, and you know, it's really inexpensive. It's maybe under $10 for three window kits. So I'm going to have to look into this.
That's a great recommendation.
It is. It also could be a future sponsor for our show if they want to reach out to us.
They have a great little mascot, too, a duck. The duck is really cute.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that recommendation. I will look into it. And thank you for being your concern as well. Thank you for your concern.
Yes, thank you.
And finally,
who will be alarmed about the alarmist, right?
That's why I have my alarmy. That's why I need my alarmy.
That's why we need the alarmy.
You scratch my back, I scratch yours, you know? or you watch out.
For my back.
Look at my back.
It's creepier if they're just looking at your back, yes. And that works, I think.
No, look out for me and I'll look out for you. All right. Last email was, I just wanted to share a quick note. Taking my 8-year-old to school this morning, he hops in He hops in the truck. The first Alarmist episode, Who's to Blame, is on. And without missing a beat, the first thing he says is, quote, "So, who's on the board?" Oh my goodness. This is from Will, who wrote in.
Oh my gosh.
Was this the first time the child had seen the
podcast? Will must listen to the podcast.
Oh, I see.
Oh, that's often. Amazing.
Who's on the board?
So who's on the board?
It's funny because, you know, we can look at the board, but the is probably fun for a listener, or I don't know, fun, but to try and keep track of who's been on the board so far, because we don't really give updates. We just have the one big update at the end.
Right.
It's like a mental exercise. It's a guessing game. I like miss our real life board, because when we would record in person at the Erio's studio, we had a literal board that we would write on. And looking back, I kind of am like, why did we do that? It was never really easy. It was this big board. It was hard, difficult to maneuver.
Yeah, yes. We had to get up and write the thing on the board. Like, it was cumbersome.
Yes, it was difficult.
So some good things have come out of 2020.
Yeah, but I do miss the board. I liked having an actual board.
Well, it was good for pictures. After, we'd always take a picture of the board, which was fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, finally, I went on our Instagram and I asked the Alarmie if they had any questions for us for this mailbag episode. And Jay Merles responded asking, why did you let Dennis Nedry off the hook? So people are kind of stuck on this Nedry issue.
Who would have thought the Jurassic Park episode would be so controversial?
Look, we let Nedry off the hook because at the end of the day, it trickles down. So you got to get the guy up top, you know, who's causing the problems versus the person who's reacting to the problem.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think, look, if you think about it this way, you know, Nedry, yes, was responding and reacting, and Hammond set up this whole thing for Nedry to sort of respond to. So, you know, John, you don't blame the person who, I can't think of the right analogy, but maybe Amanda will cut this out later. That would be great.
No, I absolutely will not. Oh, these episodes don't get edited.
Okay, so you can't blame the guy who broke the fridge. You have to blame the guy who built the house that the fridge is in.
Okay.
Okay.
Boy, oh boy.
Well,
if that doesn't get people to click off the episode, I don't know what will.
You could have just used our classic phrase, you know, the most common popular phrase on this podcast, shit trickles down.
So. Dude, and let me know if you guys want that on a mug or something, because I can work that out.
I think it might be better on a pair of boxers or something.
No! Well, that's all I have for you, you Alarmy, Chris, Amanda. That's all we've got.
Bronco and Yogi barking in the background. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we are recording in our garage today. We renovated our garage for basically with our proceeds that we've made from the Alarmist.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
I wish.
Could you imagine? No, but we did buy a small throw blanket that we're putting in the garage with the proceeds from the Alarmie. No, but we are now outside, and so our dogs are sort of roaming free. So instead of you hearing their like little dog tags, jingle jangle, and running around, you'll hear them barking at squirrels and stuff like that. So
it's beautiful. Well, thank you so much for, you know, coming along with us on this wonderful ride of this aftermath mailbag episode.
It was quite a ride.
It really was.
Yeah, it really was. But stay tuned for next week, because we will be discussing Heaven's Gate.
Powered by ACAST.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.